You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Sometimes it could be praising. You're jumping up and down and you're having a hallelujah party. And he knows if you're being sincere. Is it for show? Is it for sincere? If it's sincere, then he enters written that he is enthroned by the praises of his people, right? Right. And anyway, I just felt like there was somebody out there that might be more given to shyness, reticent, diffident. They're not like you and I that are aggressive or assertive. It does say in Proverbs 28:1, the wicked flee though no one pursue, but the righteous are bold as a lion. But I just felt a certain unction out there. Somebody listening, don't feel left out because you're special. And as I was thinking, you know, how can I get to a place of, if I get to a place of where I'm not feeling broken, how do I get back to a broken and contrite heart? How do I fall on my knees? You know, fall on your knees, hear the angels call. I love that song,
yeah.
That Christmas song, and it's used around Christmas anyway. And it's like, how do you become broken and contrite? Because pride precedeth the fall. Humility is before riches, honor, and life. That's what it says in Proverbs. Did you know that? So I just want, for the sort of person like that, let's get back to this thing here, though. So the butterfly lands on your hand. This is a few months before Anne's going to die. You're hopeful she'll get a healing. Let me ask you this before we go on with that. This, and there are people out there who are grieving. Part of the grieving process, of course, is to negotiate with God. Well, if I did this, would you bring her back? And it's not going to happen, right? Or anger is one of the steps. Why did my friend's wife get healed of cancer and you didn't heal my wife?
Well, the truth is that every Christian is healed. We're all healed. Sometimes we argue with God about the timing of things in our life.
Were you angry with God for taking Anne?
I think we went through such a 3-year cancer bout that I dealt with a lot of things that going along, and so did Anne. I mean, Anne recognized that if the Lord didn't do a miraculous healing, she'd go home with him, and she was fine with that. Anne had a very strong faith. And she loved the Lord, and she loved people.
Would you say she was advanced spiritually from you?
Well, it's good to think most people are far advanced from me spiritually. Anne was really a wonderful woman of God. She was 8 years older than me, so.
Anne, the word of God was nigh unto her lips. As you told me that, you told me that scripture years ago.
She really loved people. She was a physician's assistant. And so to pick up on your thought, though, about this butterfly, later the Lord would show me that was a reminder to me that Anne, like us as believers, would be risen from, we'd rise from the dead. We would actually go through this transformation of complete healing. And so a lot of Christians will say like, well, they didn't get healed. Well, wait a minute. The greatest miracle that I know of is resurrection. Christ rose.
The Bible says there is a sickness unto death. We're all going to die.
Right.
And who knows when that
is. But, you know, the beauty of the butterfly is the reminder that we're not going to die in a real way, because the real life that we have is in the Spirit, isn't it? When you're walking with God and you experience the Holy Spirit, don't you feel like, man, I'm truly alive?
Yeah, but he says, unless the seed die, right?
Right, well,
unless the seed die. And so we essentially are like a seed. You put it in the ground, and a seed will be there, and it's underground, and it dies and dies. It shrivels up. It's almost, I don't understand this. It's absolutely nothing. Take a walnut. And then all of a sudden, where that walnut was, blink, there's something green coming out of, fighting its way out of the dirt. And unless the seed died, the butterfly is a great, went to Key West and saw the apiary site.
Yeah, there. I understand. That's great.
Yeah, I think you really would enjoy going there. And the person, the docent, told us the story that it's a perfect cycle, because the caterpillar comes and it eats voraciously of like the certain tree, the leaves, and everybody goes, "Oh, we gotta kill the butterfly. We gotta kill the caterpillars. They're eating up all the leaves." Well, funny thing is, then that same caterpillar then will make its what do you call that thing? It's womb.
Chrysalis. It's called a chrysalis. The thing that has the little wormy type of
and it's in there, and it dies literally, and then at its greatest moments of death, suddenly there's a breakthrough, and this caterpillar is not a caterpillar anymore. It comes out as a butterfly, and it flies. And the irony of it, the circumstances of God, which is a perfect cycle, the butterfly flies, picking up the pollen from the very tree. Remember it ate on? And with the butterfly, it pollinates the other trees, and then there are more of those trees. So the caterpillar that ate all those leaves voraciously, in fact, helps create other trees. Yeah. So it's a perfect cycle.
Well, you think about it. If you knew you were going to become a butterfly today, Rhett, but you have to die to get there. And you knew as the butterfly, you'd be closer to God. You'd experience more of his love and more of his mission for your life. You'd say, yeah, yeah, I'll die.
They could fly over the fields and fly over the ocean. And
people will look at me and I'll draw people to God.
How beautiful.
Wouldn't you die?
Did you know that there's listen to this, there's 18,000 varieties of butterflies that man knows of, not including moths. 18,000 varieties. You know, I'm a voracious painter. Right? You know, I paint almost addictively. I just, middle of the night, during the day, I just, every day of my life, I think there's almost a painting, almost. And it's like, so God's like, I see God, and he's just always creating. I mean, he's got some pretty weird critters out there, like a flat-nosed platypus or whatever it is, and you got red monkeys, and you got brown monkeys, you got black monkeys, you got fish that go flat, fish that blow up. Fish that, you know, are multicolored. It's just outrageous. It's like creativity is just exploding. He and his creativity is just continually exploding in creation.
Yeah, so the butterfly rut really came to my hand as a miracle reminder to me that God saw me. He knew what I was going through. And I went in to see Ann and I said, Ann, you're not going to believe what happened. A butterfly just landed on my hand after I did ask God to see it up close. But I'll give
did
a
quick. Did she say anything?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, Ann and I had walked with the Lord for many years in our marriage. So we saw a lot of great things. And so, you know, she said, wow, that's pretty amazing. And we probably went on with our day. But for me, it was.
Well, you would remember.
It was a big memory. And then we'd go from that July day in the Adirondack Mountains to about 3 months down the road when Ann would pass, September 12th, 2018. And what they do at the hospice center where Ann was for the last week of her life, God was very merciful. I mean, Ann wasn't in pain as she left the earth, but she nonetheless had to be sedated so she wouldn't be in pain. But they put a little butterfly or a bird or a dragonfly on people's doors at the hospice center indicating that person is no longer there. So I go out to get the nurse and say, I think my wife is gone. They came in and they said, yeah, your wife is gone. She's not here anymore. And then they put this thing up on Ann's door. Now, it could have been a butterfly, a bird, but or a dragonfly, but it was a butterfly. And it was not only a butterfly, it was almost the exact replication of the butterfly that landed on my hand. And I immediately was shocked. I was like, who did this? No, I didn't tell anybody that butterfly had landed on my hand 3 months ago, but God did that. God did that, and he showed up. And
it's
so
I consider these hugs. He's letting you know. You see, other people say, well, come on, God's got a lot more important things to do than be involved in our lives. But can you imagine the Bible says that his thoughts towards us are as many as the grains of sand of the sea.
Absolutely.
So think about it. He's out in eternity. Eternity. We have no concept. Forever. And God breaks through to time and space where we're stuck in here. They say there's no time on the other side. And he knows that I need some sort of a hug. And a circumstance comes. And you go, wow, that's pretty miraculous. The butterfly that landed on your hand, now the exact same looking butterfly is on the door of my wife who was just passed moments ago.
Yeah, I think
it was a treasure that he was giving you.
You
remembered?
Yeah, the whole story was a treasure that God saw me and that he sees us. He knows us. He loves us. He has great plans for us. But I think it's exceptionally important to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So as I went through this process with my wife's passing, I continually was fixing my eyes on Jesus because I know, well, if you don't bring her back and heal her here, Lord, you got a great future for her and for me. You're going to raise her from the dead. She'll be fine. She'll be healed. But yeah, there's always grief involved. There's no doubt things that God does in our life to sensitize us to people's suffering and pain. And so the resolution that I most want to communicate today is the resolution to receive the love of God, receive his healing, receive his provision, receive, go to your churches, go to your places of charity to do the works of God and receive the love of God so you in turn have something to give this year. And my resolution, Rhett, as I was thinking about and praying about our talk today is, Lord, help me to receive from you every day, because if I don't get your love, if I don't get your forgiveness and your mercy and your grace, I won't have much to praise about. When I receive from the Lord, I have so much to be thankful for. Today, Rhett, on my trip over here, I went down a one-way street in the wrong direction. So if you're going the wrong direction right now, I would ask you to repent. I would ask you to start going in a new direction. Today is the day of change. Today is the day of repentance. Today is the day of resolving to go God's way and thy will be done and not our will be done. So I just feel it's very important today to resolve to receive the love and then be willing to offer it.
Well, this brings us to, you know, giving to others is my word, dignity, and working on a book about dignity, because people, you walk by and they don't smile back at you because they don't think they have anything to give to you. Well, you know, you think that the wealthy are impervious to the vicissitudes of life, but somebody might be walking by you and they look like they've got a fancy dress on or a spiffy jacket, and you're a homeless person. But all of a sudden, you smile at them, and you might change their day. Because you were telling me recently that, I want to tell that story about the Green Island Bridge, but right here, the word, now hold on a second, where's that little poem that I wrote to you about, remember I wrote you a poem?
Oh, the ornament, about the ornament?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
Something I wrote this Christmas. I drew a bulb. I'm an artist, and it had a cross on it. And so this is called the Christmas poem. So many colors on my Christmas tree, but none shouted out Jesus to me. The reason we celebrate this special day is there is a Savior that hears us pray. So I painted a cross on an ornament to remember his blood that was spent. He paid the price to set us free, to forgive our sins with his mercy. The greatest gift from God above, the babe that came to declare God's love. Now his cross hangs on my tree, Christmas declared for all to see. And you sent me this the other day, and you know, I've been working on this book about giving dignity. My point about the homeless person was, whoever you are, you know, people want to say, well, I know a congressman, I got power, I know the president of the United States, or I've got $100 million, I've got power, or I'm friends with a billionaire, I got power. Or whatever, I got a position that has a title on it. I'm a bank president. I got power. Everybody wants power, and actually, all those things are really fade away into dust, into the everlasting sea of dust. The real power is you have the power to give. In other words, you can give dignity no matter who you are, what you are. You know, you're walking down the street. Somebody might get a smile from you, and it might change their whole life. Remember, that man was on his way to commit suicide in.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting It's a New Day.
Of trial I'll break. Any trouble's just a day away, but Lord, I trust you. The best and worst of days are yet to come. Be glorified regardless of the cost. Be magnified whether joy or loss. Lord, I trust you.